Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Desperately needed aid trucks have been seen in Rafah in southern Gaza. Humanitarian supplies were later unloaded by aid workers. Palestinians in Gaza are still struggling to receive basic food, aid and services. This comes as the World Food Programme issues its report on food crises, showing that nearly 282 million people in 59 countries and territories experienced high levels of acute hunger in 2023. Maximo Torello, the chief economist of the Food and Agriculture Organization, says the increase was in part due to a sharp deterioration in food security, especially in the Gaza Strip and the Sudan.
705,000 people in five countries were facing catastrophe. This means IPC5. And here it's important to understand that this includes Gaza Strip in Palestine, which just it is 577,000 people. South Sudan, 43,000 people. Burkina Faso, 42,700 people, and Somalia, 40,400 people, and other countries that are in these 705,000 people.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has signed into law a $95 billion war aid measure that includes assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, calling it a good day for America, a good day for Europe, and a good day for world peace. He reiterated America's support for Israel.
The security of Israel is critical. It will always make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself against Iran and terrorists it supports. And with this aid, the United States is going to help replenish Israel's air defense and provide other critical events so Iran can never carry out the destruction it intended with its attack 10 days ago. But at the same time, this bill significantly increases humanitarian assistance we're sending to the innocent people of Gaza who are suffering badly. They're suffering the consequences of this war that Hamas started. And we've been working intently for months to get as much aid to Gaza as possible.
Pro-Palestinian protests have continued at university campuses in the United States. Students are demanding the colleges cut financial ties to Israel and divest from companies the protesters say are enabling Israel's campaign in Gaza. Dozens have been arrested on charges of trespassing or disorderly conduct. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lashed out at the demonstrations, calling them anti-Semitic and comparing them to the lead-up to the Holocaust.
This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned and condemned unequivocally as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel.
But outside Mr. Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem, hundreds of protesters gathered calling for the release of the Israeli hostages still held in Gaza. The protests follow the release of a video by Hamas showing a renowned Israeli-American hostage, Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, who was captured in the attack on southern Israel on October the 7th. Protester Nimrod Madra says the government needs to do more to bring the hostages home.
We heard Hamas sent another video of one of the kidnapped of Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, and we were afraid for his life, so we went to protest, to call for the government to do whatever possible to bring him and everybody else back as soon as possible. To back the government, saying, we're behind you. Do everything you need to bring him and the rest of the kidnapped people back home.
A watchdog group is alleging that Israel is violating international law and human rights in Gaza. The Independent Task Force on the Application of National Security Memorandum 20 to Israel is an independent task force of experts on U.S. security assistance, human rights, international law, and military best practices. Committee member Wes Bryant, formerly with the U.S. Air Force Special Operations, admits the U.S. is not blameless when it comes to causing civilian harm, but he says Israel's actions are worse.
Even with the civilian harm that the U.S. military has caused over the years in modern military history, specifically in the global war on terror, over those 20-plus years, That civilian harm comes nowhere close to what Israel accomplished or really executed against the Palestinian people in Gaza within the first couple months of their campaign.
Another committee member, human rights lawyer Noura Erekat, says their report features 16 clear, credible and compelling incidents that should be included in an upcoming report to Congress.
Our findings are striking. Though Israel has attributed the 34,000 Palestinian casualties, 70% of whom are women and children, to alleged human shielding by Hamas, we found that in 11 out of the 16 targeting incidents we analyzed, Israel did not even identify a military target or attempt to justify the strike.
Israeli warplanes have pounded the northern Gaza Strip for a second day in a fierce assault that shattered weeks of comparative calm. Israel says it's moving forward with plans for an all-out assault on Rafah in the south. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.